You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Martial arts and the monkey brain. Or, please, sir, can I have Mr. Spock for a training partner? As a martial arts instructor, I have been dealing with a problem throughout my career. I call it the monkey brain. This name refers to the strange behavioral phenomenon in which a training partner is subtly, and sometimes not so subtly, uncooperative. The monkey brain uses knowledge gained from the structure of a training drill that he or she could never have had in a sparring or fighting situation to alter his or her technique in a way that ruins the drill for the other student. Sometimes the monkey brain is conscious of his actions and is thus an unforgivable douche. But it's my experience that more often he is unaware of his transgression. This inspired me to coin the phrase, monkey brain. It is my experience that most, if not all of us, have a part of our brain that, like a crouching, malevolent, subhuman creature, sometimes gets its hands on the controls, without our conscious mind being aware of it. This can happen during martial arts training drills, especially when we aren't paying careful attention. This monkey brain feeds attacks to his or her training partner in a way that hurts rather than helps the partner's learning process. I suspect we all have this cussed, irritating creature inside of us that, from its subhuman perspective, just can't stand to let the other guy win. The weird part is how the monkey brain gains control without the human brain being aware of it. This uncooperative behavior can take a number of forms. A few examples include the Perry Crusher. Before I describe this particular subspecies of monkey brain, let's define the term Perry. It's a defensive motion that slaps a straight attack on the side to deflect it off course. It takes very little power to accomplish this. The Perry Crusher, however, throws a corrupted version of the straight attack, a version that travels forward as it should, but that also simultaneously applies sideways pressure, which it shouldn't, against the parry. This renders the parry ineffective. This is a particularly obnoxious form of monkey brain. What the monkey thinks is a brilliant attack actually relies on the parry to keep it on target. All that is necessary to reveal to the monkey brain the folly of his behavior is to not parry. Assuming the feeder is consistent in his monkey brain ways, when you do this, the now unnecessary sideways pressure in his corrupted straight attack will cause the strike to fly harmlessly off to the side. Stupid monkey. Our next subspecies of monkey brain is the slip chaser. Let's define terms again. A slip is an evasive motion in which you move your upper body sideways in order to remove your head from the path of a straight attack. The slip chaser knows the direction of your evasion in advance. Remember, he's in on the drill. And thus the clever primate aims his attack at a point in space where he knows your head will arrive at the conclusion of your slip. This is as opposed to where he should aim the attack, which is at the point where your head was when you began the slip. In a fashion similar to that used on the Perry Crusher, show the slip chaser that he's a monkey brain by simply not slipping his punch. Once again, assuming he maintains monkey-like consistency, his punch will fly harmlessly off to the side. Silly monkey. The next form of the monkey brain is the deadweight uke. In the terminology of judo, uke is the word used for a training partner who takes the fall when you practice your throwing techniques. It is not pronounced uki, as many American practitioners mistakenly pronounce it. In judo terminology, uki has a different meaning. It means to float. Uke means the receiver of the throw. A quality uke not only knows how to fall safely, but in addition, how to position his or her body before the throw to provide the proper situation for the practitioner who is executing the throw. Different throwing techniques are structured to throw your opponent in different directions. If you're practicing a throw to the direction of your partner's front, he or she can help a great deal by applying pressure forwards. If the uke is a monkey brain, he might apply pressure backwards. But in the most common and egregious form of monkey brain, the uke reacts to the attempted throw by collapsing in place, as if his body had just been transformed into a bag of sand, or as if he had just been shot by a sniper through the brainstem. This species of monkey brain is not only annoying, he or she can cause injury to the martial artist attempting the throw as well, more often than not injuring his or her lower back. There are further examples of the monkey brain, more than I can list, from striking, grappling, and weapons training. In addition to being truly annoying, the monkey brain degrades the quality of his partner's training. Many students, especially beginners, are not practiced at perceiving the antics of this foul creature. When this is the case, the natural reaction of many students is to assume that they are at fault, that somehow the problem lies in their execution, or, equally bad, they think the technique they're practicing doesn't work. At the other end of the spectrum is what I call the nurturing brain. This is a partner who is so worried that they may injure their partner that they have difficulty feeding attacks on target. This manifests through the feeder who suffers from nurturing brain feeding his or her attacks in a way that either the attack stops before it reaches the target or it misses off to the side. The problem with training with nurturing brain is that you can develop a distorted and corrupted sense of distance and angle, causing you to be more likely to react to attacks that would really miss you. This makes you easy prey for fakes and false attacks. Thus, despite the admirable compassion that motivates the nurturing brain, his or her habits can contribute to weakness in your game. This behavior is especially prevalent in weapons training. Many is the time that one of my instructors in the Filipino martial arts has reminded me to feed my attacks with intention. What I previously referred to as the human brain is probably what brain scientists frequently call executive function. As one model of the brain postulates, our consciousness is actually made up of a number of modules, each of which can be thought of as an individual voice in a conversation of many voices that goes on in your brain below the level of consciousness. Executive function is one of these modules, probably the most advanced and important module of all. Current brain science models show that it probably originates from the part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, which doesn't reach full development until about the age of 25. Executive function does a number of very important jobs. One of these jobs is to focus your attention and to be less subject to distraction. When your mother used to tell you to pay attention, she could also have said, engage your executive function. It should be obvious that some people do a better job of this than others. Another job done by this vital brain module is to plan for the future. So far as we know, humans are the only animals that do this to any significant degree, although dolphins, whales, elephants, and the great apes are possible candidates. Yet many humans never bother to use this ability. Yet another function of the executive function is to inhibit emotional response. In this role, executive function acts like Mr. Spock from Star Trek, playing the role of the voice of reason among the emotional humans. Mr. Spock existed as a fictional character, partly to repeatedly point out how consistently humans allow emotions to triumph over reason. Again, just because executive function exists doesn't mean we all employ it when we should. One more job of executive function is to take control in unusual situations. Much of the time, especially when we are engaged in routine activity that requires little decision-making, executive function will turn itself down or off. During these times, your brain operates on autopilot, if you will. Have you ever noticed while driving that you have no memory of the last few miles? Of course you have. We all have. That is executive function turned way down or off. When, however, a situation arises with which you are less familiar, executive function usually kicks in and takes over. There are factors that inhibit or degrade executive function. Factors like alcohol. Have you ever heard that alcohol reduces inhibitions? Executive function is exactly what was inhibiting you from certain behaviors before you got drunk. Attention deficit disorder. Now, before you start screaming at me that there ain't no such thing, the science says that while ADD is sometimes overdiagnosed, it is absolutely a real condition affecting the lives of millions of real people around the world. And it is essentially the lack of the ability to easily engage executive function. I personally have taught a number of students who have been diagnosed with ADD. For what it's worth, in my own tiny slice of the data pie, it is my totally unprofessional impression that about 5% of them were probably misdiagnosed, and the rest definitely had cognitive deficits. Another problem that degrades executive function is dementia. And the last degrading factor I'll mention is being younger than about 25 years old, with the effect being stronger the younger you are. 17-year-olds. Enough said. Getting back to the monkey brain, with the possible exception of a good instructor, there are few resources available to the martial arts student more valuable than a competent, reliable training partner. Remember that being a partner in a martial arts drill is active, not passive. This is not your rest time, or time for irrelevant conversation, and it's certainly not the time to put your brain on automatic pilot. Be the kind of partner with which you yourself would like to train. When paired with a person who is practicing a prearranged drill with you, remember that even if your conscious human brain has the best of intentions, the malevolent monkey brain is never further away than a momentary loss of focus. Be on your best behavior. Engage your executive function and keep the monkey deep inside your brain where he belongs, not out in the open, throwing shit all over your training partner's workout. Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.